Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Thursday, June 23rd, 2022. This is the Women's Forum. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri. We are standing in for hosts of the Women's Forum, Marvelous Musanga Nyawuye and Standikile Musanga.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about striking health professionals in Zimbabwe.
The strike by health professionals, including some nurses and junior doctors, ended day four today, with indications that the government is making frantic efforts to resolve the industrial action over salaries and allowances. Nurses say they want salaries to be paid in United States dollars following the devaluation of the Zimbabwe dollar.
Zimbabwe's teachers' unions have joined the country's health sector or workers in a strike to demand they be paid in United States dollars instead of local currency, which has sharply declined in value. Most of Zimbabwe's government workers make the equivalent of about $55 a month, a tenth of what they once earned in the country. Columbus Mavunga has this report from Harare.
Since Monday, doctors and nurses in Zimbabwe's public hospitals have been on strike. They are demanding the government review their salaries, which in some cases amount to less than $25 a month.
We are not asking for something that's out of this world. We just want to live a better life. Some of us are married, but some of us have got kids, different responsibilities. So which we with the current salary, we cannot afford.
Patients are being turned away from government-owned hospitals, so are students at public schools, as teachers also want a review of their salaries. Zimbabwe's finance minister says discussions are underway but held down expectations.
So as government, because we are sensitive to the plight of all the civil servants, and we do whatever we can to make sure we can accommodate some of the demands, obviously within the confines of the purse of government, within the budget constraints that we face.
Zimbabwe's government has struggled with financial issues for years and had to abandon its own dollar in 2009 because of hyperinflation. The new currency, also called the dollar, was introduced in 2019. Alexander Russell, a politics professor at Africa University in Zimbabwe, blames the government of President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who took power from the late Robert Mugabe in 2017.
It's a reflection of a government that is confronted with a delicate balance of incompetence and the low opinion of the people. You know, that's where Mnangagwa's government differs from Mugabe's government. Mugabe had some sensitivities, especially when it comes to issues of civil servant salaries. You don't just keep quiet when things are like this.
Many Zimbabweans have taken to social media criticizing Mnangagwa, who they say is not taking care of the country's citizens and workers. Columbus Mafunga for VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
So there's a lot, Jonga, that is happening in Zimbabwe. We see that here, Columbus Mavunga was reporting on the situation right at home, what's going on. You know, we see that so many of these civil servants are on strike. They need to be paid, according to them, in United States dollars. But go ahead, Jonga.
Yes, sir. But Dr. Paulina Skosana, who is the chairperson of the Health Service Board, only a few nurses and other health professionals are on strike, Gibbs.
Yes.
To say in summary, there is no general strike or industrial action. It's just in three hotspots in Mashonaland West, at Chinoy Provincial Hospital, where some health workers have been on and off, and then in Midlands, though it's subsiding, Parinyatra Hospital is where they are picketing. They will picket around 8 or 9 and go back to work. So is all other provinces, central hospitals like Mpilo, UBH, Mbucheni, and Chikungunya. They are at work. I think Harare, initially they were picketing. So, and they go back to work.
And basically, Dr. Skosana, it seems as if there is an underlying problem here concerning salaries. So can you address that? Can you talk about it?
Yeah, I think the salaries is basically affects everybody else. And we have been engaging them, and we have submitted to our principal's proposals after engaging the workers.
Do you think this problem is going to be addressed very soon?
It should be. I'm confident.
But indications of that, Dr. Skosana, the government doesn't have foreign currency to pay civil servants, especially nurses and doctors. And we're told doctors are paid as well. Yeah.
The meeting we had with the health workers, they didn't insist on US dollar salaries. And actually, what they were pursuing was what we call health-specific allowances, because the salaries are a whole of government issue. They said their concern is the addressing of health-specific allowances. So that's what we are focusing on.
Yes, it seems as if now the doctors, junior doctors, have actually joined this strike. So what's your take on that?
They have not joined.
We are seeing them addressing meetings there in Mbuyanihanda Hospital and other places. So we assume that they have joined the strike.
Yeah, because the strategy that they are having is that they picket in the morning and go back to work. I'm not sure whether you think people, they are picketing, they are on strike. They picket and then they go back.
So that is Dr. Paulina Skosana of the Health Service Board. He's saying most of these nurses and doctors are not on strike, Jonga. So according to him, you know, there are a few watch spots. That's what he said. Few watch spots in Zimbabwe. So I guess, Jonga, we're joined by our first guest. You can introduce our first guest.
Yes, that's Mr. Chennai Mutambasere, a political analyst and an economist. Welcome to our show, Mr. Mutambasere.
Hello. Hi, guys. Thank you for having me. Good afternoon to your viewers and listeners.
Welcome. Regai tsangenda taura zvitiri kukurukura nhasi nerurimi rwaamai, ndobva ndakupai mubvunzo. Nhasi muchirongwa chemadzimai, chakananga nezvinosangana nemadzimai cheLive Talk Women's Roundtable. Tiri kukurukura nezvematambudziko ari munyika tichitarisa kuramwa mabasa kuri kuita vana chiremba nevakoti pamwe nevarairidzi. Kazhinji mutoro unopedzisira waenda kuna amai, ndo vanogona kuti mumba makarwariwa, ndo vanenge vakutarisa murwere kuchipatara hakuna zviriko. Mwana akasaenda kuchikoro, amai ndo vanenge vachiona kuti zvamira sei. Saka tiri kuti tikurukure nezvematambudziko iwavo. Tave nemunyarikani wedu wekutanga muchirongwa chino. Muzvare, ndimai handiti mai Mutambasere. Ndizvo
mai Mutambasere.
Ndizvozvo. Mai Chennai Mutambasere, vanovenyanzvi yezveupfumi uye vachiongororawo zvematongerwo enyika pamwe nekurwira kodzero dzemadzimai, ndovatiinavo muchirongwa. Tatitinzwe kubva kwamuri. Let me put it in English for the benefit of Gibbs, who is not educated in Shona. Mr. Mutambasere, what's your take on what is happening in Zimbabwe, looking at the political and economic situation at the moment, including the current settings where nurses and junior doctors are on strike, teachers are on strike, and opposition members, Job Scala and others are in prison or in jail, the same with the human rights activist and teachers union leader, Obet Masaraure. What's your take on all that is happening in Zimbabwe?
Zimbabwe is in a situation of being in we are reaching boiling point. We have gone through so much for so long, and with the continued economic crisis, these are some of the things that we will see. You know, the strikes are a manifestation of the economic crisis, as well as the political crisis, which is what we've been saying all along for the last few years, that until we get to a position of political reform, the economy will always be a sacrifice of what is happening politically.
Tichitarisa nerurimi rwaamai zviri kuitika munyika zvii zvamungataura uye zvinobata madzimai nenzira ipi zvinosiya papi madzimai
takatarisa zvinhu zviri kuitika munyika iko zvino tinoona kuti nyika yava kusvika kuya kwatinoti hakuchadzokeki maererano nezveupfumi nokuti ukaona vana mazvikokota vemuzvipatara manesi madokta vaakuti isati takwanisi zvatiremera mari dzatiri kubhadharwa hatichakwanisi kana kuti tibhadhare rent hatichakwanisi kana kuti tipe mana chikafu kana chikafu che1 week chaizvo hatibudi pamari inobhadhariswa dokta kana kuti pamari inobhadhariswa nesi zvakarezvo tichiona futi kuti mupolitics matongerwo enyika tiri kuona kuti varipo pachigaro iko zvino vari kuramba vachiwedzera kushungurudzika kwenyika apo pavanenge vachiisa vanhu vasina mhosva dzavapara mujere kana kuti vachivaendesa kucourt zvichiramba zvichidaro zvinhu zvese izvozvo zvinoita kuti Zimbabwe irambe iri musituation yairi irambe iri musituation yekutambudzika sezvatiri kuona izvi kana takatarisira kumadzimai madzimai chekutanga muZimbabwe hatisati tava nesituation yekuti madzimai nana baba vanowana zvakafanana panyaya dzemari yavanotambira nemabasa avanoita naizvozvo tinoona kuti mabasa akawanda anenge achiwa iwo kana ari maadministration jobs kana kuti ari macivil servants vanenge vachishanda muhurumende kazhinji kacho mabasa aya haabhadhariswi mari yakawanda asi tinoona zvakare kuti mabasa aya ndiwo anenge achiitwa kazhinji nemadzimai so situation zvairiko zvino tichiona kuti upfumi hwenyika huri kupararira madzimai ndo vanenge vari panguva yakanyanyisa kubatikana zvakare tinoziva isu kutaura kwedu kuti musha mukadzi mukadzi ndiye anotanga kuona kunyanya kana papinda nhamo mumba kuti aona kuti ndingatengesei ndingaiti ndingabatei ndingabata choruviri kuti vana vaone chokutya so vakadzi ndo vanenge vari panguva yakanyanyisa kuoma kuti vaone kuti chii chavangaita kuti vana vadye kuti vana vaende kuchikoro nesituation yekuti mabasa acho nekunyanya kuti hakuna nyange wakada kutengesa vacho vaunotengesera kana ari manesi ari maticha ari madokta iko zvino vari zvinhu havanawo mari yacho so tinenge tichiona kuti zvinhu zviri kuramba zvichinyanyisa kuramba zvichioma munyika ende mukuoma ikoko vanonyanyisa kuomerwa vakadzi
Gibbs, I think you heard from Ms. Mutamba Sere. She just explained that during all these tough times, the person that is hard hit is the mother or the woman of the house. And I think that is what is happening now in the country. As also, you know that most of these workers, affected workers, the nurses, teachers, most of these, the majority are women. Gibbs.
Yes, but I think there are some people, especially ZANU-PF supporters, who are saying all this is just something that is being manufactured by of the opposition. And if you listen to the lady that we are going to slot in right now, who spoke to Ezra Chizaspanda, you'll be surprised that maybe there are two Zimbabwean women or two distinct people, you know, one in urban areas, the other in rural areas. So let's listen very carefully to what this lady says about her situation in sawmills. You know, it's in Mkuza district where she's a ZANU-PF supporter and she gets everything from the government. So Miss Dabazere, listen to her very carefully. She speaks in Ndebele, but I think you pick one or two things from what she's saying. Here she comes.
Is the settlement in the
building? The settlement is part of the settlement.
What's the building?
I have combined in.
What do you want to do in the building?
I say, I want to go to my 80s.
Oh, that's my 80s. Who shall I go to?
I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure about that.
Who needs?
I'm not sure about that. 2 years.
Okay. Kodwa ukuphila njani kodwa?
Hayi phila kuhle.
Akula nto ehluphayo.
Hayi ngathisa ihulumeni nje konke nje wabelanga.
Uyahola.
Hayi asihoni nje kwesi isikhathi silazo nga ihulumeni nje singakhala basinika ukudla.
Wabanika ukudla.
Eh.
Okay, kunikwa wonke umuntu odudla.
Iye kanikwa wonke umuntu.
Oh. Abakhethi umwe ebandla lethu.
Hayi.
Wena ungaliphi ibandla?
Mlango ezana.
Ungezana. Injani izano la?
Hayi zani iright sini.
Abantu bathini naye?
Naye bathi lutho sibambele ngayizane lakhe.
Olubambele ngezano la.
Yeah.
Avela linyikinyeki la.
Hayi asinyikinyeki.
Leyithanda.
Seyithanda kakhulu. Anti libandla elibusayo.
Oh. Ngenxa yobantu likubudla.
Yebasi nje kokudla sibili basi busisa abantwana bafunda ezikolweni abanye babhadala idumenda bayamadona nalaba khona
omadona besho ngurhulumente
ye
urhulumente alincedisa amadona la
ye amadona abuya
kuthiwa yini amadona la besho ngurhulumente
la madona la amanye aphathala la
ubantu ada bakhona
hayi
u-USAID
ye
USA.
Yes.
Oh, it was a formant today. USA. Oh. Okay, leave to Europe and you're going to live.
Ah, it's starting to have it.
Oh. Okay. So, Lapa was really near Opum to Shalala.
Yeah, Opum to Shalala, the Papa of Poland.
Oops, long when I went to Lapagalu and I went.
Aye, it took a 4 years ago. As a
bummer, sir.
Aye.
Kodwa manje uyimhlangano yabuza.
Yebo.
Kodwa manje mabandla phandle wezana la.
Hayi, awu.
Izana kuphela.
Izana kuphela.
Yonke indawo le izana kuphela.
Yonke indawo yezana kuphela.
Mhm. Okay. So umnyako zayo vele lapha nje azichayela kuhle
kuhle. Hawu, umnyako zayo azichayela kuhle. Yebandle libusayo.
Oho. Yebo le busa futhi uthi ukukhuluma ukuthi ibandla libusa. Yahlala libusa leli bantu.
Yahlala libusa ibandla leli.
Aliphumi.
Hayi, soze liphume.
So ngazi uyavota vela uthi umi umuntu.
Hayi, sithina yena.
Kubani manje?
Kanti kathi sisibo abamlanga.
Lo opposition bani inkokheli yakuzwa ukuthi kulowo bani. Bathi mbani opposition ayilizwe kona.
Abafakona sebaphela sebangena labo kuzana.
Okay, ngitshoko lapha abantu babumnanga kukhona abanye.
Hayi.
Azakeli bazo. Alibazi vele.
Hayi vele angibazi.
Azabe khulumela ngabo la.
Hayi.
U-MP wenu bani?
U-Jojo kaRichard.
Oh, Richard Moyo. Wenza kuhle lapha umoya esigabeni.
Hayi, yenza kuhle sibe.
Ngiyamthanda.
Hayi, siyamthanda.
Okay, inkomo sizaziphiwa embengezweni lasifika
la. Hayi, inkomo sasiphiwa ngamasi, ngena kwaphana kuma ATC, saphiwa ama izinkomo abanye bathola sibe. Abanye njalo baphima nathapha ethini izinkomo babathenga sibe. Ukuthi indawo ethi inkomo ziyafa, zithi right.
Okay. No, hayi, ulimile lonyaka bunjani ndla?
Hayi, silimile, khonokho kokudla sikutholile.
Okay. Impombi lezo laba manje agcwele.
Kakhulu. Yebo sesithi hayi siphambili ebandleni kusasa.
Hayi ngiyakuzwa. No ngiyabonga kakhulu isikhathi sakho. Ufisela inhlanhla.
Okay. Pachonga, this is a very classic interview that was done by Ezachisa with this senior Zimbabwean citizen. Mm-hmm. So apparently what she's saying is that in sawmills they get a lot of support from ZANU-PF, unlike maybe what other people are experiencing, like nurses, like doctors, and others. They've got everything from ZANU-PF. So they are well provided for by the government, and they believe that at the end of the day, this government should be in power until donkeys have got horns. So he says, forget about the opposition, forget about some of those people who talk a lot of things that they don't even know. So she's of the opinion that at the end of the day, even ZANU-PF is going to win the next year's elections. So whatever people are saying, says just forget about it. They were given cows by, you know, by the government. Now they are hating their own cattle and all those kind of things. So at the end of the day, these are issues that are coming out. You know, as she says, she's a woman, she's we don't, but at the end of the day, she's well catered for, Jock.
I was not in the school, gives to a Kwansango Chitipa, video teachings, God's Rukuitika, Kune Mangamatun. No, 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 the sawmills, the Rukupi gives.
It is in Matabele North.
Matabele North.
The, yeah, in the Pobi area, near the border with Cholotra, I guess.
Okay.
So it's a very used place. It used to have a lot of timber, and maybe it has been overexploited. And
so that's that's where it derived the name from the timber sawmills.
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
So, you know, this is an area where we used to have a lot of timbering, you know, lumbering, sorry. So at the end of the day, people were sort of like self-sufficient.
And, okay.
But now I believe that the government then resettled some people, gave them a certain head of cattle to start with, and they're going somewhere now with it. So compared to people that are in neighboring areas, some are now toying, demanding salaries and all these kind of things in US dollars. You know, it becomes something like you've got two Zimbabwe situations here.
Mm-hmm.
One where people are demanding dollars and stuff like that in US dollars. And then we've got and others who are saying, no, the country is in doldrums here. There's a problem. So maybe she can address that. You go to the.
Okay, yeah, you can go ahead, Ms. Mutambasere.
Okay, so you touched on doldrums, and it's on a kind of nature.
I think you say English as I say it gives allergic school fees, yes, Shona.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think you touch on a lot of very important points there. And the first one I'll start with is that one you mentioned in passing of self sufficiency. So we have a situation whereby the current government, for all intents and purposes, is very good at taking away and crippling the economy. Once the economy is crippled, they rely on the people's hunger to go and spoon feed them. So for a little while, that woman who was on the video might be saying, today we were given cows, then next week they might be given rice, then next week they might get cooking oil. But that is not a functioning, those are not the presets of a functioning economy. Such an economy creates a dependency syndrome. It takes away the independence and the empowerment of the people to generate their own wealth. And that is the sort of wealth that you are then able to pass on even to generations. You know, we can't have, if my great-grandmother has to go and rely on being spoon-fed by the government when they feel like it, and then I do the same and my children do the same, we have killed the economy. That is not an economy. That is a dependency syndrome. So they starve you, and after you've starved, they rely on your hunger to come to them with a begging bowl, and you get some cows or you get some milky meal or whatever it is every now and again. That is inadequate. What also happens, you mentioned that they were given some cattle at some point. Currently, do you know that Zimbabwe can no longer produce its own milk? For us to get a milk production, we have to import certain things, and we can no longer afford them. This is why the price of milk in Zimbabwe is so expensive. I've seen people on social media talking about Cremora and comparing the South Africa Cremora and the Zimbabwe Cremora. We should not even be using Cremora as part of a daily healthy diet. These are things, supplements, that we are starting to use because our economy is so crippled that we cannot produce milk. So, and then when you then come to the idea of, do we have two different Zimbabweans? Do we have the Zimbabwe that is poor and the Zimbabwe that is doing well? I don't believe that to be the case. But what we might have is a Zimbabwe that is awakened and conscientized as to why we are finding our situation in the way that we are. And another Zimbabwe that is perhaps being hoodwinked through government propaganda and other such activities so that they're made to believe that things might be okay, or it's the opposition that is causing all these things. It's a matter of understanding. It's a matter of knowledge and conscientization. I still believe that even that woman, that if they ever require medical intervention, they will still struggle the same way that someone in the opposition is struggling. Because when it comes to things like access to health care, you know, it affects us all the same. It doesn't matter that you are being given, you are stealing COVID funds and you are a teacher. At the end of the day, if the economy or the country is in health crisis, it's bound to affect each and every one of us. So I don't really think that Zimbabwe no longer has the luxury of the haves and the have-nots, you know. I've highlighted in previous discussions, even when you look at the health in terms of we are having a lot of statistics of cancers, for example, in young people, those that are below the age of 50. And those are some of the indicators of what is going wrong in the economy, you know. We should never settle for the fact that a lot of people under the age of 50 are suffering from cancer. This is actually an example of what can go wrong when we do not have good and substantial public health policies. So I would only dispute the fact that there are two Zimbabweans. Anyone who thinks that there is a Zimbabwe, that is, we still have haves and have not, is under false pretense. There is no such thing. Zimbabwe, we are all poor. As long as you are a Zimbabwean, even if you have $1 million under your bed, you are still affected by the poverty that is being inflicted on the people of Zimbabwe by this current government. You might not be aware, but it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. We've got now Mrs. Papura Kwangwara and Ms. Tafaswa Matinenga. So let's start with you, Papura Kwangwara. Welcome to the program. Papura Kwangwara, how are you? I think she cannot hear me.
She cannot hear you, I think. And
maybe try from that end.
Yes, Magadi Amai Kwangwara. I don't think she's able to hear.
Yeah, I think maybe she's using these wireless
headphones.
Headphones, they always cut off audio.
Okay.
So maybe she can take them off. And then
I'm trying to give a sign.
Yeah, okay, I'll write to you.
Okay. Aragaitins, Gokuna, Muzare Matinenga, no Gamshire Mchurongwa, Muzare Matinenga. Morutin's lawyer.
Yes, I think she had put, yeah, go ahead, Matinenga.
Yes. Tiskuans, Gamshire Matinenga.
Matinenga, how are you?
Kiripo Magadi, you
know, now we can hear you.
Tiruunzwa, how are things?
I was things are good over here.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, good.
Thank you so much. Tiri kukurukura nenyaya yezvirikuitika muZimbabwe kuti zvinobata sei madzimai, how it affects women. And as we were discussing before, most of the political violence, the strikes, the economic hardships, they end up affecting women. What's your take on what is happening in the country at the moment?
Zvikuru ichokwadi kuti zviri kuitika munyika zviri kushungurudza madzimai kunyanya. Ukatarisa se ndichitoro kune mazwi yemunhu yevanga vachitaura before me. Ukatarisa strikes yaitika iyi. Iri kuonekwa kuti mahospitals right now apasisina madoctors kana manurses ari kukwanisa kubatsira madzimai. Saka if you think of my issues rei kuti maternity. This is a very critical situation. We have to have our doctors. So, especially during childbirth. This is a very critical issue, and it's something that is very concerning. Monowese. Not only that, trukona kuti mari aiskuwanika. Saka semo dzimai unungoshida kuti vana vadye, kuti vana vaende kuchikoro, but mari achona yuri kunzi ndiyo yosezvakanzi madoctors achasvikanzi akupiwa 100%. But 0 out of 0 is equal to 0. So you can imagine kuti kana doctor chai chai arikupa 100% increase. What more if you're looking at mudzimai pamwe arungorimo pamba asina zvakawanda. Saka tangati ndizvo zvinhu zvatinoti zvonichi nyika yapara. nikayafara vano kuti madzimai atichakwanisa kuriritira miri our families atichakwanisa kuvhima ma basic commodities chaiyo chaiyo like healthcare, access to water. Right now we are in a living in a climate change where climate change is affecting all aspects of our lives. So, you know, kana kusina mvura, kana kusina vanhu vasinga kwanisa kuwana mari fertilizer, kana kuti mari cement, muroti mudzimai adye chii.
Asi tinonzwa muri kutsanangura kudai paitwa izvi. Tinonzwa hurumende iri kuita zvakawanda kwazvo zvairi kuti iri kuita ichibatsira vanhu zvikuru madzimai. Hamusi
kubvisa.
Tanzwa amai vanga vachitaura pavhidhiyo iyi yatabva kuplay, handifunga handizivi kana maamati mavepo. Vanga vachitaura kuti tiri kubatsirwa, tinopiwa mombe dzekuti titange nadzo urongwa hwekuchengeta mombe kumareserva. Vakapiwa munda kumapurazi kwavari kunonzi kusaw mills. Vanopiwa mbeu nezvekurimisa nezvese zvii zvimwe zvamungati dai zvawedzerwa nehurumende.
Saka madzimai mangani waya ari kupiwa? Because kana uchitaura nyika yese, uri kutarisa nyika yese. Saka kana vangori a group of people yokuti vari kuallocate certain individuals akusi kubatsira madzimai. And tikuda kuti madzimai vese vaitwe empowered. Saka even kana uchigara kumaruwa kana uchigara kutown unofanha uchikwanisa uchiriritira mhuri yako. Asi kana uri kutarisa kuti jimbo yakati kana kuti paprogram yakati yangobenefita certain individuals akusi kubenefita madzimai eruzhinji enyika. Madzimai akawanda emuZimbabwe ari kucomplaina kuti hatisi kukwanisa, tiri kutadza hurumende dei yachinja. Yaita zvinhu zvinobatika kuti mudzimai wese panenge taita neven kana akaisaita mombe akashaya mombe paprogram, chaanenge adhisaida kuti chaakuda kuita ichocho ichi ndo chinokwanisa kumuriritira.
Thank you so much. We are still trying to bring in ZANU-PF members so that they participate in this discussion. And Gibbs, go ahead. We can't hear you, Gibbs.
All right, we're still trying to get Barbara Gongwara.
Okay.
I think she'll join us shortly. But when she joins us, maybe let me go back to Tafazwa. It seems as if Tafazwa, like the question that I posed, even to deny Muntamba said was, you know, there are some people in rural areas who don't believe in all these things that we are saying. So, like, they are saying, you know what, ZANU-PF is doing everything for us. But now, Matinenga and others, we are just saying your own things. So, how do you respond to such a situation, Matinenga?
Saka ini ndosaka ndabvunza kuti zvanechi muri kutaura kuti jimbo dzipi, nokuti kana muchita pick pocket certain areas and then you think it resembles the whole entire community, hamusi kutaura chokwadi. Nokuti makatarisa madzimai, even kana hurumende yakaenda pajimbo ichiti iri kupa vanhu mombe, iri kupa vanhu mombe vese here vari mujimbo imomo varuda kubatsirwa kana kuti vakanhonga vashoma? Saka izvozvo kana tichitarisa matambudziko emadzimai, even mudzimai anokwanisa kuenda kuchipatara nhasi, kana akwanisa kuenda chipatara nhasi, hazvirevi kuti mudzimai wese ane that access. Ndizvo zvinhu zvatiri kutishungurudza, nokuti hurumende iri kutadza kubatsira madzimai ese ekuti vakwanise kuita zvavanoita.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Can you say this in English? Now, you know, there's this kind of, you know, difference between maybe urban and rural women, to a certain extent, right? So, because some were saying, you know, we benefit a lot from ZANU-PF, but these other guys in urban areas are saying their own things. And those even overseas, how do you respond to that?
Absolutely. So I think, like, when you look at someone even in that urban area who is unable to be empowered or to find a job, you know, you go into the role, you know, whether you finished your education, but there's no job, and you try by other means to be self-sufficient, but you're in a position where you're waiting, you know, you don't even have access to these resources which the government is saying. So we are saying that the government, that the economy needs to be in a state where it is stable enough so that whatever decision, whatever choice you make, that this is the way I want to be able to, that is the way that can be able to bring income in my family. Mm-hmm. It should be a way that is able to give you income and to do the things that you need. But unfortunately, the government only focuses on individuals or certain communities and not empowering the entire community so that they can be able to do what they're supposed to be doing so that we can have an empowered woman. And most of the women, and we have like issues of healthcare. That's a development issue. Issues of water access. That's a development issue. Even political, even violence in itself, where women don't even feel safe. There's a huge rampage of violent robberies all over in the rural areas and in the city. That's an economic cry from citizens who are now going to all these means instead of looking for jobs where they can be able to sustain their families.
Thank you very much. Now let's talk to Barbara Kwangwara. I think maybe she can hear me now. I don't know whether Barbara can hear me. Barbara, can you hear me? Hello, Barbara. We are here, sir. You can't answer any problem.
You can bring her on the phone. Then she can contribute through that.
Yeah, okay. So let me just bring it right now.
Yes.
I can see she's trying to
adjust the
with us as well.
Yes.
Okay, let me.
And we are also trying to bring in Mrs. Tatenda Masiro
as well.
Yes.
We are going to connect very shortly.
Mm-hmm.
So here, Barbara, here she comes. Maybe you can hear from this end. So, sorry, Barbara, I think we have a very bad connection there. So, how are you doing?
Yes,
I was okay. We are seeing so.
Yes. When I was a ninas, the Gulabany Belembas, what on Yakus?
Yeah, I went also to visit the water for the So I was telling us in the very woody, Kaskang, La Kuru is a less bed here. In Jana Lugune, Ogoti, Gulabayaban to Mapal in the property when I was also walking up for now, who are the Elvusa. So when I walk a local one as
okay, Nyabonga keeps local and trying to move in Elena, Imbuli, Yonke, yes, Zimbabwe, Emma Kumbina, Manu Wonko Mshava, Nyabonga, it was really only the Elona keeps, just to take the seven. Into in Zayala, you lay, Manisi, about to go till our strike lay, Mina, I think, I support Agakulu. Ukuthi abantu laba sebekhale kakhulu uhulumende uvele kajengisela ukuba le ndaba labomongikazi labodokotela ihulu labo lihola liyayanyisa kids yazi ukuthi nangikwazi ukuthi uhulumende lo uhulumende onjani onganakekeli izisebenzi zakhe ayisibo bodwa laba odokotela kodwa namuntu asikhuluma ngabodokotela labomongikazi ngithe ngikhangela ama-demands abo izinto abazifunayo gibs bathi bafuna itolo elingange $840 yazi kuyazisa ubuhlungu kakhulu inxa ngikhangele mina lapha engikhona lapha e-England yimali engiyithola ngeviki i-one week salary yami abayifuna ngenyanga and nxa ngikhangele mina ama-demands abo they are just ama-demands abo asiwo ma-demands okuhlanya ngama-demands umuntu okhalela i-poverty datum linked wages okuhambelana lalokho okwenzakala umumo womkhononi uhulumende kulokuthi abanike lokho abakukhalelayo sibona faka amapholisa ukuthi abachaye okuyinto ezwisa ubuhlungu okuyinto eyangisayo kakhulu ngoba ama-photos lawa ahamba atholakala yonke ndawo esikuthi ngesithiwa they go viral ayabo Agula, ukuthi uhulumeni uzaphikisa esithini ukuthi athi ngamanga abantu nxa bedemonstrator kids lilungelo labo elikhona esisekelweni sombuso balelungelo lokudemonstrator, balelungelo lokustrike, balelungelo lokutshengisela ukuthi bona kabathabanga ku-employer wabo ongu-employer onguhulumeni. Sibona uhulumeni osephelelwe kids ongazi ukuthi khona indaba zezisebenzi zibanjwa njani. Kungazwa kuthiwa kuyahlalwa phansi Gibbs akukhona into ephumayo, kodwa sibona uhulumende ofuna ukunika izisebenzi i-board kumbe ithi RTGs leyo, kodwa bona behola ama-US dollar, izinto zabo zonke bayenza ngama-US dollars. Sibona uhulumende ongekho fair, uhulumende o-selfish ongalandaba lokuthi abantu baphila njani kids. Sesibuya ebantwini abezanu laba abasupporters awezanu athi bona bathola yonke into uzanu. Aphi mavinkili kumbe izitolo ziphi abathenga kizo ezishiyene labanye abantu bonke? Ichukela sithenga ndawonye, impuphu bathenga ndawonye, amafutha ndawonye. Angikaze ngibone mina izitolo zezanu izitolo zinikwa abantu mahhala from mhlaka 1 kusiyafika mhlaka 31. Okuyizinto konoko abakunikwayo nxa sokusiya kuma-elections, benikwa amankomishi angu-2 awerayisi, banikwa inhlanyelo, banikwe lokhu. Izinto abamele ukuthi ngabazithengela bona ngemali zabo nxa bengalima bathengise banikwe imali ethengayo. Aso life lo, aso mpilo leyo ukuthi khona uhulumende uyaholisa abantu ukudla. Isayini yokwehluleka leyo Gibbs. Angikaze ngibone ilizwe elizigqaja ngokunika abantu balo isinkwa, isinkwa banika ukudla. Angikaze ngibone lokho. Kuyazi ukuthi kuyazwisa ubuhlungu ene labantu abadefend izanu PF ngiyadinga swela ukuthi sibe ekuanda lapha kuright na kumbe badefend ngenxa yokuthi labo they are part of the oppressive system, bayadla nezanu kodwa abanye uthole ukuthi izihlobo zabo ezinye ziyakhawula khonale eZimbabwe.
Ye, kodwa kubakhona abanye abathi bathola inkomo, bathola-ke inhlanyelo, bathola nokunye lokudla futhi yikho bakufunayo, ikakhulu ugogo esikhuluma lawo e-Sawmills. Uthi anele ukukhulumayo vele ngiyazikhulumela. Ungamphendula usithini?
Ukungazi Gibbs, yazi ukuthi ukungazi kufana nokufa. Yazi ukuthi ungadubeka kakhulu, ugcina ubone ngazani umuntu angakunika okuyingcosana, uyathi kungcono. Mina I'm a veteran trade unionist Gibbs, I'm talking from a point of view, lokuthi informed point of view. Ngiyakwazi izinto lezi ngiyazazi. Ungancindezelwa kakhulu, uyagcina ususebenzisa i-phrase leyo kuthiwa at least is better. At least is better kumina kayikho ku-vocabulary yami, kayikho ku-vocabulary yama-trade union. Kumele umuntu aphiwe uholo lwakhe, ngiyenelise ukuthi ngithengele umamami inhlanyelo, ngimthengele isinkwa, ngimthengele umama ami alime, athengise izinto zakhe e-GMB, anibe i-tech yakhe, abuye athenge izifuyo zakhe ngemali yakhe. Nothi lokho kokubanjwa amehlo okuthi after every 5 years yikho lapho umuntu azabuya khona esizokunika 4 years zonke lezi 4 years, 9 months, 4 years, 10 months. Uyakuhawula abantu behawula Gibbs, uyazi thina siyithi esisubsidiza abantu ngekhaya thina abantu abasediaspora. Nga ubusuzibuza ukuthi nga akula diaspora na ilizwe leZimbabwe nga kunjani?
Yes, yakuzwa kakhulu papra kwavara wabe kunaphunga ikasana mam siyabuya kuwe. So, as we had, you know, Joga.
Yes.
She's really saying, you know, the life that some people are leading right now, and those ZANU-PF activists that are saying they're getting everything from ZANU-PF. She's saying that's the worst way of getting, you know, things. That like we get food today, we get some freebies tomorrow. That's not the way of life. But people should be capacitated to actually have this kind of thing, to say they can buy something for their families instead of being entirely dependent on government. Mm-hmm. So she's condemning what some of these ZANU-PF activists are saying, especially Ukoko, who are saying, you know what, I'm getting everything, you know, from the government. So maybe we've got Tetatenda Mazero. I think she's traveling, but maybe she's parking her car for a moment.
Okay,
so
I think...
For a moment, Yes, she is.
I can see her, but the lighting is a bit poor. People will be asking, which attender is this? The one we know, because they can't make up your face. But welcome to our show, Mr. Madziro. I can't hear you.
Just hold on, Kongwara, hold on. Let's try to talk to Tendai Madziro. Tendai, can you hear us? She can hear us, but
she can't hear you.
Can you cut and come back, Tatenda?
All right, she can maybe check your mic. Is it on?
No, her microphone is okay. I think she's got some connectivity issue there.
Okay.
So can you cut out and come back, Tatenda? In the meantime, let's have Chennai. Quiet with Chennai, Chonga.
Okay, Mr. Mtambasere, while we wait for Ms. Madziro to reconnect, what's your take on what Ms. Gwangwara just said and the other speakers?
Yeah, can you adjust your camera a little bit so that you cut the...
Can you see me now?
Yes, we can see you clearly, yes. Quite.
Sorry, I was slouching in my chair.
No,
so,
okay.
I can only but agree with everything that Barbara was saying there, that, you know, we need to focus on capacitating the country, capacitating the economy, and not to have a few people that rely on government handouts to survive. I come back to my point, which I said that, you know, the thing with the poverty, you know, you might have a ZANU-PF handout, but you still are going to drive on the same back roads. You might get a handout, but you're still affected by the fact that we have a very poor water supply or electricity supply. It still matters to you when you try to connect and you can't get through on your Wi-Fi or whatever. You know, so everything affects you. If you're still affected, if there's no more, if all the doctors, at the moment we have a high brain drain, you know, those doctors that we are seeing that are on strike and the nurses that are on strike, those are our heroes. Because a lot of other doctors and nurses, they have left the country. There's a high demand worldwide on their profession, on doctors and nurses. And it won't matter that you are a ZANU-PF beneficiary. When you need a doctor, you need a doctor. When you need a hospital access, you need a hospital access. When you need access to medicine, you just need access to medicine. And we know that those things, they affect every one of us the same. So regardless of, you know, we can come here. In fact, I would have liked to have had a conversation with that lady in Sawmill, to say to you, okay, so right now, how old are you? What are you currently doing right at the moment in life? How are you gaining your income? Because really, maybe she should be a pensioner. She should be retired and be enjoying the fruits of her labor.
Mm-hmm.
But in Zimbabwe, we have the setup where even our pensioners, to their grave, they'll still be looking, especially female pensioners. Not only are they trying to make money, they are also being burdened with looking after their children and grandchildren, because we have an economy that is not empowering its citizens in the way of becoming economically independent.
Thank you.
You know, we do not have our individual freedoms in that regard.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mtambasere. Regai tinzwe, kuna Amai Tendai Madziro. Ndofunga vava kutinzwa. Amai Madziro, welcome to our show. What is going on? Ms. Mtambasere, can you hear Ms. Madziro?
No.
You can't hear. We don't know what is going on. Mamboisa, some headphones here. Maybe, if you have headphones, maybe you can try using headphones. Yes.
Hello?
Yes, now we can hear you. Thank you.
Okay, probably just the headphones.
Okay, yeah. And I'm going to go to the house. I'm my headphones. Thank you so much for coming in.
Right.
Now we are joined by Mr. Tatenda Madziro from Women's Academy for Leadership and Political Excellence. You heard what these other women were saying, and it's like almost everyone is pointing a finger at the failure by the government to make things work. What's your take here?
I also agree that it's a failure of the government, because I think nurses as duty bearers, they also have to be paid by the government, because it's just an issue of them being paid. Aside from being paid, they're actually committed to do the work that they say they're going to do. So I totally agree that the government is to blame
for this, because all they want, it's just simple, a normal wage that will also allow them to take care of their families while they're also taking care of patients in hospitals. So, yes, I totally agree to that. It's just a simple gesture for them to also pay the people that are offering a service, and it's been long whilst they were giving their service without being given a normal remuneration, and also considering that their price hikes at the moment, they should also be considered, because they also have families to take care of, and also themselves also to take care of themselves, because the work that they do is also traumatizing enough, and also has a lot of mental issues involved. They also have to take care of themselves outside the workspace, and that needs money. And when the government does not pay them, it becomes problematic, because what do they want them to do? They work night shifts, and they don't even have at least ample time, even if they were forced to do extra work, like side hustles or something of that sort. They don't even have time to do that. Because if I work night shift, it means during the day I must sleep because I need to rest. So when do they get extra money to pamper themselves? It means the government has to pay them, because they're doing enough for it.
Ndokumbira mungodzokorana neshona mashoko amataura iwayo muchidimbo kuti zvii zvamataura.
Inini muchishona murimi ramai tinoti zvishoko ade the government. Tinoiblame kana kuti tinoipa mhosva kuburikidza nezviri kuitwa mademonstrations ari kuitwa. Because zviri kupiwa nenana utsanana nemanesi edu zvidiki vari kungoda kubhadharwa. Basa ravari kushanda, because harisi kuri basa chete, they also have families to take care of. Saka izvi zvinotikoshera kuti government yedu inge ichibhadhara manesi aya sezvavanofanira kunge vachiwana kuti vagokwanisa kuchengetawo mhuri dzavo. Nekuti pamusoro pebasa vanofanirawo zvakare kuzvichengetedza pfungwa dzavo, nekuti basa ravo pfungai zvavanosangana nazvo zvatinenge tatadza isu kuchengeta kumba tinovaendesera. Handiti varwere vatinenge tati ava zvaakuda chipatara. And vanosangana nevanhu ivavo. Vasangana nevanhu ivavo, vanondo havauye kupasa maharaka, vanobhadharawo matransport ekuti vange vachiendeko. Vari kupasa zvakare vanodya, vanoda lunch. Saka zvireve chinhu kana nesi achienda kubasa, oshandira mari yebhazi nemari yekuti adye lunch. Ko mhuri yasara kumba, plazaari haachemberi ariko pabasa ka, anodawo pake pekugara. Anodawo mota yekufamba nekufamba kwenguva. Vanozvitenga sei kana mari yacho isingakwani.
Thank you very much, and hold on there. So let's bring in Jafar Somatunenga, then we'll go to Pablo Kwagwala. Just briefly, your last word, Ms. Matunenga, your last word.
Thank you. I think what is important is that people, that the government knows that it's supposed to be empowering an entire community and it develop the country. What is at stake and what it has failed to do is to develop the country. And what it is focused on on small individuals. Instead of focusing on the healthcare, it is focusing on its on the board of directors. Instead of focusing on an entire community for development, where the roads get developed, where people have access to water, it is talking about ndapa ningi ningi mombe. Do you problem this is a corrupt system? The country needs to be developed where vanhu kadzi munhu wese wemunyika anokwanisa kuzviriritira. Haumirire musi unoya mombe kana maseeds okuti wotaura kuti izvo ndicho hurumende yakanaka.
Asi ndikubatei muromo Muzvare Matinenga. Vakuru vanoti dzidzisa munhu kuraura pane kuti umupe hove. Give someone a fishing rod instead of giving her or him fish. Zviri kuitwa nehurumende handizvo zvekuti iri kupa. The government is giving people fishing rods to fish for themselves. If they want to keep the fish that they catch and do projects with the fish, like fisheries and all that, it's up to them. Instead of the government bringing them dead fish just to have a meal, one meal, and then that's that.
But do patrukutara kuti iri kupa vanani. Nokuti kana ichipa vanhu, the whole community should benefit. But vanhu vari kuti hatisi kubhenefita nokuti vari kupa only specific individuals. Kana tichitaura development mucommunity, community yese inofanira kudevelop. nosaka kuti zona kuti even vakauya nemombe ka marodha ana kugadzirwa vana vanosikwenda kuchikoro mvura hapana. It's because avana hanya ne community yese vangori interested in 1, 2, 3, 4 instead of the entire community. They vachikurudzira kuti zvoti munhu wese apuwe shanduko yekuti inobata munhu wese arimo mumusha imomo. Tingadai tisiri kutaura panyaya iyi asi nekuti vana vemuzimbabwe vana kunyanya madzimai vachiri kutambura nanhasi vanotadza kuenda muchipatara asi vari kutaura kuzvonichi ndakapa mombe nhingi nanhingi.
Thank you very much, Jenai. Let's bring in Barbara Kwangwara. So Barbara, in your conclusion here about what is going on in Zimbabwe, do you think there is a very easy solution to what is happening? Like, what can be done?
Thank you so much. I think what needs to be done, Gibbs, is that, can you hear me?
Yes. Very clear.
Yes. The ZANU-PF government needs to do electoral reforms, all the reforms that are pending, we have to be implemented so that we have a free and fair election that's going to usher a new government. Because what we know very well vividly is that ZANU-PF has never won an election. ZANU-PF is known with their shenanigans.
But they will tell you that they are always winning. They are always winning,
Because they are in power, Gibbs. You can't do. You can't do anything. Everything is captured. The court are captured. The ZEC is captured. It's not independent. As long as we are not having a Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, a commission that is independent, then it will be a very, very difficult for ZANU-PF to relinquish power, even if they lose election. We know. Everyone knows. ZANU-PF has always been losing elections. They are taking advantage of the power that they have. That's why you see if people complain, they are beaten. Why do you beat people that are complaining? Why do you beat people that you've gathered to demand what they are supposed to do?
Maybe that's the reason why Koko Insomi is saying, ZANU-PF will be there for good forever, So you're just wasting your time, according to
you. It's unfortunate if you find that Gogo, you'll find Kuti, the 95% of what she's eating is she's being fed by the son or the Muzugulu who is in South Africa. And then look at the conditions that these people are living in. This Gogo keeps, she's breaking. It's unfortunate. I feel sorry for her. She might be breaking, but this is not the Zimbabwe that we want. If the elderly are to be looked after by the government, it has to be every elderly. ZANU-PF should not discriminate. Everyone who deserves to be looked after by social welfare should be able to be looked after. The disabled, the unemployed, the elderly, you name them. Like we see, like here in the UK, everyone who deserves to be looked after by the government is being looked after by the government without any discrimination. They don't even look where you come from. They don't even look at your skin color. Everyone is treated equal. This is the kind of the government that we are yearning for. We are yearning for an egalitarian society where everyone will be equal.
On that note, Barbara, we wish to end our show today. We thank our guest this evening, Mrs. Barbara Kwangwara. She's a veteran trade unionist and CCC supporter or member. Then we've got Tafaso Matinenga, a political analyst based in USA. We also had Chennai Mutamba Sere, who is an independent economic and political analyst. We also want to say thank you to Tatenda Matsiro of the Women's Academy for Leadership and Political Excellence. And thank you all those that were following us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington. This is saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri. Good night.
Good night.